Today we celebrate the solemnity of Corpus Christi. So I have to ask this question. Are there any cannibals here today? No. Well, you're Christians, right? Don't Christians eat human flesh and drink human blood? When the Romans were busy throwing Christians to the lions as subversives and criminals, one of the crimes they accused them of was cannibalism. After all, it's by their own admission. It's right here in today's gospel. Eat my flesh. Drink my blood. It's practically confession. And the language being used here is not to dine on the light or to consume like human beings. Oh no. In the ancient Greek of the original gospel, the word here for eating is the word used to describe how animals eat. The imagery Jesus conveys here is more like devouring meat and gnawing on bones. It's pretty graphic stuff. This is not how we usually envision partaking in the Eucharist. So what's going on here? What is Jesus talking about? Just what is God offering us in this gospel? Put it simply, God is offering us life, and life abundantly. We have to sink our teeth into it, not lightly nibble just on the edges. He does not want us to sit back and admire him from afar, or think about our spiritual life once a week when we attend Mass. He wants us to gorge on his flesh and revel in it. We are to be eaters of life. If we don't eat, we die. Flesh and blood, as used here, are more than just metaphors. God is offering us more than just food and drink. God is offering us the very stuff of life itself. Let me ask you another question. What is it you want from God? What is it we as human beings want from anyone? Here's a hint. Relationship. Jesus is in relationship with God the Father, and he offers us that same kind of relationship with himself. What is the nature of that relationship? Jesus answers that question in the gospel. It is a loving, life-giving relationship. So, why are you here? What is your relationship with Jesus made of? Are you sitting here wondering when this sermon is going to end? Are you wondering what kind of donuts they're going to be serving after Mass? Or are you hungry for life? Are you ready to sink your teeth into the meal we are about to celebrate at this altar? Are you prepared to feast on the bread of life and to drink deeply from the cup of salvation? The gospel assures us, today Jesus is saying, come, you are invited.